Welcome to Maseches Ksuvos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 9, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins. Misha Himesa. A fellow dies, a man dies. V'hiniach Isha, he leaves behind a wife. Ubal Chayiv. He also leaves behind someone that he owes money to. V'yarshin, and then there's also the inheritors, the family. Says the Mishnah. V'hayolai pikadon milva biyad acherim. The deceased had a pikadon, a collateral that he had left by somebody else, which really belongs to him. Or a milva, money that he had loaned to another person. Now the question is, who has first rights? Is it the wife? Is it the fellow that he owes money to? Or is it the inheritors? So it's a machlekes. Rabbi Tarfon, I remember, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yinas nu lakoy shel shobahen, you give it to the one with the weakest claim. Now the Gemara does a disagreement what that means. Who has the weakest claim? Gemara says one opinion, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina. The Gemara says, do you give it to the one that has the latest obligation? That means, let's say the woman got married 10 years ago, and he gave, and there's inheritors, and there's also the Baal Chayiv, there's also the fellow that owes money to, and the fellow he owes money to is just like a week or two ago, that fellow has the weakest claim. Because a woman could go back to the Lekuchas, anyone that he sold any of the properties to over the last 10 years, and she could take from them if there's no money left. But the Baal Chayiv, the fellow he owes money to, can't do that, so you give it to the weakest one. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara teaches us differently, that it's Ksubas Isha, that the woman is the one that has the weakest claim when it comes to her ksuba, because she has the least ability to be tough and go out there and try to get the money and figure out where this property is left over, so therefore we let her have it. However, Rabbi Akiva says, no, we don't look at the weakest claims. In Merachim Medin, there's no mercy when it comes to law. Law is law. We strict justice. Yinas L'yarshim, we give it to the inheritors, because the halacha is that the inheritors, as soon as the fellow dies, they right away get it, according to the Torah. More than that, all of them need to make a shvua. They need to swear before they collect. It is Baal Chayiv, the fellow he owed money to. The Amana, the widow, need to swear that they didn't get any of the money while he was still alive. Maybe he paid up front some of the ksuba. Maybe he paid back the loan. Or Veina Yarshin Tzrichet Shvua. However, the inheritors don't need to make a shvua. They don't need to swear. They get the money immediately, right away. So therefore, they have the strongest claim. Therefore, they get it. Similar Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Hiniach, if someone dies, he leaves over Peris Telushim in Akarka, picked fruit. And again, there's somebody he owes money to. There's a widow and there's inheritors. Kalakoidim, whoever gets the stuff first, grabs the stuff first, Zachabahen, they merit it and they get to keep it. Says the Mishnah, Zachsa Isha Yosem Ksuba. So what happens if, let's say, the woman ends up taking more than the Ksuba? That means the fruits that she take are more than the value of the Ksuba itself. Let's say the fellow he owed money to ends up taking more fruits than the actual loan. Hamoiser, the differential that they have to give back. Rabbi Tarfon, Armei Yinas L'Koshel Shaban. Rabbi Tarfon says you give it to the weakest one, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says, Eimer Achim Medin. We don't show mercy when it comes to justice. All he knows, the Yarshim, the inheritors get it. Shekulam Tzrichin Shvua, because they all have to make an oath. They all have to take an oath. They all have to swear to get. And the Yarshim Tzrichin Shvua, the Yarshim, the inheritors don't have to. Therefore, their claim is the strongest, and therefore they receive it. Wishing you a fantastic, amazing upcoming Shabbos.